Sixth stop, Fanny Loudeff. Like much of America, Indianapolis is a city that was built by immigrants from around the world. Holy Rosary Parish owes its very existence to the many Italians who arrived here in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. They, of course, were not the only ones from the shores of the Mediterranean Sea who found their way to our city at that time. Among others, about 1,000 Arabic-speaking people came here from the Ottoman Empire, primarily from the countries today known as Syria and Lebanon. In the early 1900s, a great number of the Syrian immigrants were peddlers who sold their wares on the streets of Indianapolis. With the invention of refrigeration a few years later, these peddlers quickly moved into the grocery store business. Besides purchasing groceries, their customers could also buy seed and cash paychecks. Most of these grocery store owners were members of St. George Syrian Orthodox Church on Sherman Avenue, but there were a few Catholics as well. Their businesses were truly family affairs, with all members helping to run the store. By 1935, there were 43 Syrian and Lebanese grocers in Indianapolis, but only one of those stores, at 1947 Ludlow Street on the city's east side, was owned by a woman, Fanny Loudeff, who is buried here, along with her husband Frank and other members of their family. Both Frank and Fanny Loudeff were born in Syria. Frank came to Indianapolis in 1900 and started working as a street peddler. He later opened the grocery store on Ludlow Street. The Loudeffs had five children, Fred, George, Rosemary, Marguerite, and Cecilia, and were members of St. Francis de Sales Catholic Church. Frank later opened a second grocery store in Irvington. Sadly, the parents outlived both of their sons. In the summer of 1924, George died at age 16. Then, in 1930, the joy of Christmas Day turned into sorrow when Fred's car skidded on ice on Pendleton Pike and crashed head-on into a bus. He died the next day in Methodist Hospital at age 26. Fred had been visiting his parents over Christmas break from his final year of studies at Rush Medical College in Chicago. 2 years later, Frank died at St. Vincent Hospital after a four-day illness. He was 57. Fanny, who was 10 years younger than her husband, took over running the store. According to the 1940 U.S. Census, Fanny was listed as the head of the household with her two daughters, Marguerite and Cecilia. Her brother, with his wife and two children, also were living with her and helping with the store. Daughter Rosemary lived at a separate address with her husband and three children. She was a nurse supervisor at Riley Hospital. Fanny died on April 5, 1947, at age 62. She was survived by her three daughters, two brothers, and three grandchildren. For the repose of the soul of Fanny Loudeff and her family, for deceased grocers, entrepreneurs, and immigrants, and for all the poor souls in purgatory, we pray.